Wednesday nights when we're pissing.
The times when the Yidden were in Eretz Yisrael was a mitzvah deraisa. Today, Hafrashas Chal in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah drabonon. It's not deraisa, it's drabonon. Because the pasuk says, Boichem in Eretz, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be a roiv Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, which is not the case, and there's going to be the Malchus, there's a Mikdash. So today in Eretz Yisrael is drabonon. Chutz La'aretz, people don't realize this, people say Chutz La'aretz is drabonon. No. Eretz Yisrael is drabonon. Chutz La'aretz is not even drabonon. It's a minig. It's a minig today challah in Chutz La'aretz. But a minig is very stark. I mean, second day Yontov is a minig too. There's a minig to keep Yontov, 2 days Yontov in Chutz La'aretz. Because we're not sure the calendars might change. A minig is very important, but just to put it in context, it's not deraisa anywhere, and it's not even drabonon in Chutz La'aretz. It's a minig in Chutz La'aretz, drabonon in Eretz Yisrael. There are a lot of nafka middas. Challah in Eretz Yisrael much more severe. With tevel, eating beforehand, different things there, it draws more severe than Chutz La'aretz. Another thing to know, which is difficult to tell women, is that really the Ramah says there's a mitzvah to bake challahs on Friday. People aren't always aware of this. There's a mitzvah to bake challahs on Friday, have fresh challahs. There's a mitzvah to bake challah on Friday, to challah daf on Friday. Because the sin of Chava was on Friday. Adam was called Chalosei Shel Olam. He was like the challah. He was like the sustenance of the world. And she was memayah to it by offering him for the Tzedas. So to misaken that, they should really take challah on Friday. Don't try and explain this because it doesn't really will go down well. Usually Friday is busy enough as is, but if someone can take on Friday, maybe Thursday night, the same together like other mitzvahs, then it is good to take challah on Friday if and when possible. Now, the first thing to know is that we all know there's a shia for challah. You need a certain amount. This amount is the flour. It's not the dough, it's not the other ingredients, just the flour. However, it's important to know that this amount is for regular white wheat flour. It's not for wholemeal, it's not for spelt, oat, rye, different barley or different other grains. It's only for white wheat. The minute you do anything else, you're running into questions what the shear is. People say, yeah, I know, 1.2, whatever the shear they do, that is for white wheat, not any other grain and not wholemeal. The minute it's wholemeal, there's an issue. What's the issue with wholemeal? The Mishnah says, what's wholemeal? Wholemeal is bran. It's the bits of around the kernel that they put it. They leave in with the grain. The Mishnah says, whatever is left with the kernel, you count. So there was the Sheikh Khala, so you have your wholemeal, which is the wheat and the bran all together. No problem. It should join. However, if you take the bran out and put it back in, it doesn't join. Today, they process all the wheat, and it all comes white flour. Take out the bran. And to make wholemeal, they put it back in. About 15%. Therefore, you've got to knock off 15% to the shear. Problem is, it can't be 15%, because you've got to knock off the amount that you're putting in as well. So it's 15 plus 2%, because you need 15% of the 15%. You don't ever learn maths. So you're adding on about 17.5%, 18% to your, if the shear would be a kilo, you need a kilo and 18% of a kilo added on to make the shear when it comes to wholemeal. People do half wholemeal, half white. Just gets even more complicated. You gotta always watch out what you're doing. And today, it's become very fashionable to have all these funny other grains. You have multigrain, you have spelt bread, oat bread, rye matzahs, all sorts of stuff. Every single one you gotta check. We'll say, yeah, challah, no challah. It's not, the shear's given here for white wheat, not for other grains. So if you do use other grains, then find out what the shear are, because they're not so different, but they are a little bit different. Another question which is not so common, but it can happen, someone actually asked me this last week. How do you challah on a batter? A batter is when you make a cake, a chocolate cake. A batter.
What's that?
Oh, so when you make a chocolate cake, you don't make a dough. What do you make?
Soft. I know what mixture.
A batter is called a runny mixture. Alright, so that's what a batter is. A batter is when you make a liquid dough. When you make a cake, what is it? You take the thing and you pour it. You don't need it. A liquid dough. It's called a batter. A batter, how do you challah from a batter? Oh, is it chayv challah? Should you just take a scoop? The answer is that the Gemara dashes out that the pasuk says, "Rachis arisay sechem." Arisay sechem means your doughs. A batter is not called a dough. A dough is going to be a tough dough. You take the dough, plunk on the counter, you can cut a piece and knead it.
A cake.
A cake, yeah. Cakes will always have a batter, it's not a dough. Therefore, it's not chayv challah. It's not Rish Rishonim, it's not Chayim and Challah. However, once you take your batter and you bake your delicious chocolate cake, marble cake, whatever cake you're making, then it becomes an isop. Because once it's baked, it's different to a bread. It's a solid mass with flour. So then it comes chayav and challah. A dough could be chayav anyway. You make a dough very liquidy, and you add more and you add more. Well, the Mishnah looks like if you have a dough that's to fry, it's not chayav and challah, and then you change your mind, it becomes chayav and challah later. This becomes chayav and challah after it's baked. Exactly the same. There are shizim mishenim that you know chayav, but we pass on you all chayav regular.
Do you take a challah off the cake?
So because piece of the cake. Now, why are people familiar with this halacha? Because to have 1.5 whatever it is kilo of flour in your cake, you got to make an abnormal amount of cake. Early cake is 3-4 cups of flour. You got to have at least 9 to start taking challah without a bracha. But if you are baking for yeshiva, sem, commercial, moises, selling, simchas, whatever it is, then often you'll have a chiv challah in your cake. You know, watch out. So you have sal as well. You make a chocolate cake. Every you make 2 chocolate cakes and you eat one. Eventually, your freezer's got 20 chocolate cakes and it's been, 4 or 5 months. It can all join together. You gotta watch out. Cake is chayav. Really, anything made with flour is chayav and challah.
So on. The
bracha on cake is not so simple because the Ramban holds it's gotta be roy flour. But cake is not roy flour. Oil, eggs, sugar, cocoa, all the other stuff that goes inside, all that healthy stuff, that is gonna be roy against the flour. So it's not. So you don't normally make a bracha on a cake. But someone asked me now, he made some sort of, it was kishka or something, with loads of flour. It's a chayav and challah, good challah. Kishka, mishika. Kishka is just a cake in the challah. They just call it kishka, that's all it is. It's vegetables with loads of flour. It's a vegetable cake.
They put flour.
Right, so it's basically a cake, they call it kishka.
Yeah.
Oh, so anything which is cooked is not chayav and challah. So donuts, that's the shabbat. Donuts. The ma'aseh says the task is you should take without a bracha as a chumrah. It's a big chumrah. Reds, it's not chayav. So if you make a huge amount of kishka, it's not chayav in challah because it's cooked, not baked. But you got to be aware. Sometimes people bake things that should be cooked. They sometimes sell fat-free donuts. What's fat-free donuts? It's donuts which are baked, also known as bread.
Donuts
which is baked. It's just bread. A little bit different recipe. But you bake in the oven, the whole thing of a donut is fried. If you bake it, it's not a donut. But they bake it, and I was chayav and challah, and it's hamoitzi. Unless it's very strongly flavored before it was baked, which is not normally the case. Sorry? No, sometimes they make fat free ones, they don't want to fry in oil. So they bake it. So it's chayav and challah, and hamoitzi, you'll be aware, just because it's called a donut, and identifies it as a donut, it's not a donut. This thing is a bread, right? So anything which is cooked in a liquid or oil, we don't, it's not chayav and challah, and it's also always in Mimazon, there's not much e of it, it can never be chayav, it can never be hamoitzi, it's not called bread, you don't cook bread, but anything which is baked can be chayav and challah, subject to the rules of our precious challah. What is the sheer challah? So, there's all different numbers and thresholds. 1.2 kilo is the beginning when you are chayav and challah without a bracha. That means less than 1.2 is nothing to talk about. Over 1.2, which is very easy to remember, because just call it a kilo. Every time you hit a kilo, it's a bit above a kilo, fine. Take off a small amount without a bracha, it's only a chumrah, it's a suffolk. Sometimes people take off a massive shia, like the kazayas of the meraglim. The meraglim didn't bring back a kazayas. But it's a huge amount of, it's a tiny amount of olive you go to your fridge, put on a habit as an olive, take out a tin of olives, look up a kazayas, which is a minig. Really? Really, chito achas peteres akri. You all remember from yeshiva. See, everyone's mind is thinking chito achas. The mention is chito achas peteres akri. Once you take one grain of wheat off, you've done trumas, maishas, all trumas, no problem, one tiny bit. The minute is taking kazayas. But to take this monster piece of dough, it goes in the bin. If you give it to a kohen, fine, maybe it's a bigger mitzvah. But we do nothing with it anyway. So therefore, you take a very small amount. Anything over a kilo is easy to remember. It's really 1.2, but you can knock it to a kilo. There's no damage done taking challah from a kilo.
What do you do
with the piece? You're supposed to really burn it. Some boys get mechaz yitzchok healthy. You have to burn it. Lebaisa, you've got to remember that frosh is like treif. It's like treif. Also, it's issa. Us to eat it. So, if you're going to roast it, that frosh has got din issa. It's also bano. Once it's got Issa, if you get blazer, you got blazer Issa.
Now, if you take up, think someone was talking about, you take off that color, and you've got a bit dough on your finger.
Problem. So, problem, you have to pick up a piece of pork, your hands are greasy. You won't go pick up your challahs next and make your challahs for Shabbos. Someone told me he puts the challah in a fork and roasts it over the fire. So when you take a piece of pork and roast it over the fire, he goes, ah, make it treif. Same thing.
Makes
the sure, the fork's treif.
Mamzot
treif.
Treif.
If it's also it's about no. It's not a negative, it's also about no. It's about no. It's like hektish.
It's not challah. It's what the dough on your hand is not
challah. Oh, if you have das that only the bit of dough that ends up wrapped up in the bag, then yeah. If you say, yeah, this is challah, and there's a bit there.
People don't wear mochi, they do take a glove,
they're wrapping to the glove. Yeah. You gotta be careful. Well, I've das. I'm only taking a frosha on what ends up wrapped up with the bag or whatever. It works with that. People don't realize this. Hafrosha's chal is a truma. The rabbis, all trumas work with das. If you stand there like this, you look at your dough and you think to yourself, that should be chal, it's chal. And if you say big a brocha, I think it's not chal, it's not chal. It works only with das. People don't know about the maisa hafrosha. There's no maisa hafrosha. People say, tell me the brocha before I pull off, after I pull off. There's no pulling off, there's nothing. You leave it there. Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. People put it in the oven and burn it. Shaila bliz. And if you bake your challah before you took challah, you got bliz of tevel. You gotta watch out. Oh, so people get very excited about the bracha. Really, it's irrelevant. Because the bracha's not going, there's no maisa afrosha. Yeah, how did you have afrosha? You think in your mind, echad mimea in this corner, all true, what do you do?
Can't even on the cake.
So practically speaking, you've got to take away, but that's not, there's no mice of Russia. It's all machshava. Truma's mice also machshava. The afrosha is machshava.
Yeah, right, but if you take it off after the bracha, you should be saying alafrosha, not lehafresh.
No, there's no lehafresh. You can't do a mice of Russia. It's not shaykh. There's no mice of emunah. Make a bracha on emunah. It's not a mice. The emunah is in the mind. Afrosha is in the mind. Pumti, make a bracha. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah which needs to be done. There's a reason why you make a bracha. But there's no myself rush builder before, afterwards.
You do
what you like. As long if you take it out, if this is my challah, then you can't make a bracha anymore. You've already decided this is your challah. You take the piece off, this is not my challah. And you know what? One off, take it, put it back in, just to remind yourself. It's not your challah. Do it again. This is not my challah. I'm putting it here. Now, I want it to be challah. Borrow chaton, make a bracha. And then you have no shallah bits falling back in, people take off. This is my challah, that's too much. And they take it and stuff it back in. You've just put challah back in, which is asa. And you've got to find a base tin, and you can't make a shliach. So a woman does it, she has to come to shul and find three men. It's very complicated.
So what's the easiest way?
Easiest way is you think of, it's not challah till I make the bracha. Ever. Now for the rest of my life. Take a piece, put it in whatever you bag, silver for, whatever you do, put it there. It's not challah, put it there. Now it should be mukuf. Mukuf means that it should be all in the same airspace. If you've got your dough here, and you put this piece here, it's not good. So hold it above, or put your dough on a flat counter with it next to it. It shouldn't be a gap, shouldn't be a hefset kli between your afrosha and your dough. It should all be mukhov. If you have an apple and you go like this and say it's going to be a afrosha on this field, it doesn't work. But you're not supposed to have it all mukhov, all next to it. So you've got your dough in a bowl and you have your afrosha here, that's not good. Either put it on top, it's in the same airspace, or tip over the bowl, put it next to it, and then you think to yourself, now it's challah, and then you make a bracha. That's why the meaning is say harizu chala. The habit chala means isa harizu chala. With harizu chala, you declare it chala, and that's the mitzvah of Russia.
And then once you pick it up, any dough that remains, the major is part is chala.
Yeah, once you've decided it's chala, this thing's chala.
You can make it tonight. Only one
this only what ends up eventually, could be. It's shach tonight by chala. Yeah, you gotta be careful. So people always want to know, do you say a bracha before and beforehand? There's no ma'is of Russia. Shrim Zalman said, anyway, you should take off beforehand and put it aside. Because if Shrim Zalman said, if you don't, you make the bracha, then you pull it out. And what's challah now? It's a long string. Which bit? This bit here, yeah. And then he says, too much, you put it. Yeah, it's also, it's no such thing. So Shrim Zalman said, what's Tamizim? Take it, put it on the side, dafka, before you start. Do this eitzah. No shailas.
Off, put it aside,
and that is not challah. Told you 1 week you should take and put it back in just to make the point. But you gotta watch out. If challah ends up, sometimes people make 10 challahs for Shabbos, and they take that afrosha here, and they come back, there's no afrosha, and there's 11 challahs. Magic. What happened? That afrosha ends up being baked as one of the challahs. You're big problems. Big problems. So you gotta watch out.
If you've got a full shear for the bracha, how much
do
you have to take off?
Also, gazayas. Again, chito achas, the meaning is a gazayas. You give it to a coin, there's a hitter to do more. But it goes to the bin, so mamash. size of an olive, tiny, tiny amount, tiniest amount. It's purely symbolic, because we don't do anything with it. So there's no reason to just waste it. It's not a bigger mitzvah. This is to take off, you take it off. It doesn't make a difference how much. So we're talking about the Sheir Challah. So 1.2 is the minimum you take for the bracha. If you take sorry without a bracha, then why do you make a bracha? There's all different shurim. Chaznish is 2.25. Rabbi Chaim Noach is 1.67.
Kilo.
Rabbi Chaim Noach is 1.67. Lemaisa, now with the new shurim, they found the dram, the coins of the Rambam, and now we know the shurim much more exact than they knew. The last 40, 50 years when they found these coins, they're all different riyas they have in the shurim now. Now we know, till now it was a sofek, but now we have exact shurim because the coins that the Rambam used to give the shurim were lost. We found them now, we know what they are. So then you go with the new shurim that people do, 1.5 kilo. So if you go with that, it's not like Chaim Noach, like Chaznish, people don't like something new. Maaser, Rabbi Dashim held of it, Rabbi Zalman held of it, and it's all the riyas point in that direction that this is the right shia, which is less than Chaim Noach. So it's 1.5 kilo. 1.5 kilo, you can make a bracha. Someone says 1.25. Sorry?
Less than
1.5. No one wants to make a bracha. A bag of flowers, 1.5 kilo. What do you mean a bag of flowers, 1.5 kilo? A regular bag of flowers? Oh, less than 1.5. In Eretz Yisrael, the bags are a kilo. In Eretz Yisrael, they're 1 kilo. So people sometimes do it. Now, just we haven't got much time. The single most important halacha in Afrosh is challah, which people are unaware of, and it causes a big problem. Because if you don't take challah, you're over on a minik. No, a minik's not terrible. Fine. If you take challah, make a bracha for no reason, then you admit the bracha la tzala. And many, many people, every single week, are taking Afrosh challah with a sofer bracha. Why? When you make the dough, the Mishnah says, shtei noshim, two women. How is it to make one dough? With das to split it. It's not chayv and challah. Because if you have a chayv challah, but half is you, half is for me, we don't have here a full amount for one person. So, if you do anything with this dough, besides bake it all for the same person, the same type, the same style, you have a shayla. I mean, if it's for two people, you're baking some later, put it in the freezer as dough, you put different toppings on, make rogalach, some chocolate rogalach, some simmer rogalach, you make challahs, some poppy seeds, some sesame seeds, you give some to your kids, to your brother, you give some afsh lachmonos, always things are a shayla. Every single one is a sofik. How big the sofik is, it depends on which person we go. The Mechaz Yitzchok held, if you bake challahs every week, like many people do, and they give it to their married kids, or they give it to their kids in yeshiva, Mechaz Yitzchok, right? You don't take challah with a bracha, you take challah with a bracha.
Freeze
well. The Piskei Tshuva says in Shechavav, that if you make dough, and you're baking some at a later point, you're not chayav challah. So we always take challah without bracha, because it's tied to lechalik. Any time it's lechalik. Chaznish says, you put egg on some, and not egg on the others. It means you egg some, and don't egg the others. No chayav challah. Brocha, sofer brocha lazala, because there's always shittas lekan. The gon holds this as be two people. If it's one person for two people,
I never have to make a brocha in my house because I was born
in the No. Put in the freezer raw.
What?
Put in the freezer raw.
I'm not.
No. Sorry. If you bake it, sorry. If you bake challahs and you just can't eat so much, then that's not. Is it? I'm gonna eat it later. But if you don't bake it now. I mean, if people pay half bake it or leave it raw.
Okay.
Ah.
If I bake them all to give away to neighbors.
No bracha.
Only for your own use this Shabbos.
Not the Shabbos, whatever, but for you. If you freeze it, freezing means only freeze it raw. If you freeze it baked, then it's regular. Okay.
Subscribe.
Hagel Chodesh.
If you make challah from the B6, 6 mil, 6.
Freude ist
ein Schreiber.